This morning on WCHL, Chapel Hill has had four shootings so far this year. How does that stack up to the first half of 2013?
I don't know that there have been any great changes in how we're patrolling.
One number that is still on the rise is rabies in Orange County.
Bats are going to be more active in the summer months.
And whatever happened to Occupy Chapel Hill? These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, Chapel Hill High School welcomes this new boys basketball coach who brings with him 28 years of experience. Plus, P.J. Hairston is once again a Tar Heel, but this time in the professional ranks. And
P.J. Hairston took the long and winding road back to North Carolina.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL in the beginning of a warm day, not quite as hot as yesterday. Mostly cloudy, 20% chance of showers this morning, and then a 40% chance of rain in the afternoon. Our high today about 88 degrees. While it may seem as though shootings in Chapel Hill this year have been more frequent, Chapel Hill Police Public Information Lieutenant Josh Miesemore says that these numbers are actually no worse than last year.
I don't know that there have been any great changes in how we're patrolling, but I would suspect that they're probably along those same lines, three or four in a half-year period.
However, Lieutenant Miesemore says that the severity of the shootings has been greater. Aside from the homicide that took place on Christopher Road on May 30th, Lieutenant Miesemore recalls the other three shootings that have taken place so far this year.
There was one on West Rosemary Street in the 300 block, one on East Franklin Street in the 100 block, which was this past week, and then a robbery on Cotton Street where a gun was fired. I think only in one of the other ones this year that someone was actually hit, but in the other two, a gun was discharged either during an argument or in the one case during a robbery.
So far this calendar year, there have been four shootings at this time of year. At the time last year, there were also four. Orange County Animal Services is reporting the 15th positive test for rabies in the county so far this year. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
The latest reported case of rabies in Orange County comes from Hillsborough, where a resident noticed that her two dogs were hovering over a certain spot in her backyard this past Monday. The subject of their interest turned out to be a bat. She brought the dogs inside the house and called Animal Services to have the bat removed. The bat was tested at North Carolina State Laboratory of Public Health and came up positive for rabies. Here's Orange County Animal Services Director Bob Morato.
It's the second rabies case we've had this year that does involve a bat. And bats are going to be more active in the summer months. And we know from our past experience, not only here in Orange County, but in North Carolina at large, that the number of potential rabies exposures involving bats climbs during the summer months.
11 of the other reported cases in Orange County involved raccoons, and the remaining two were a fox and a skunk, according to Morato. Reported cases of rabies have gone up since last year, when the total number was 12, the same as the year before. Fortunately, the two Hillsborough dogs that came in possible contact with the most recently reported rabid bat were up to date on their rabies vaccinations and only required booster shots within 5 days of the incident. Otherwise, the risk of rabies exposure would have made it legally mandatory for the dogs to either be destroyed or quarantined for 6 months.
For people, we want to be mindful that bats may be beneficial to our environment as insectivores and for other reasons, but they are rabies carriers, and if we have contact with a bat, we want to be absolutely positive to get medical care.
Morato adds that people who have come into contact with a bat may not even realize at first that they've been bitten because bat bites are so tiny. If you have any questions or suspected rabies cases to report, you can call Orange County Animal Services at 919-942-7387. A rabies vaccination clinic will take place from 9 a.m. until noon on Saturday at Piedmont Feed Center, located at 4805 NC Highway 54 West in Chapel Hill. The cost for vaccinations is $10. Cash only. A link to the full clinic schedule is available in this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
You may think it flamed out a few years ago, but make no mistake, Occupy Chapel Hill is still around. We'll tell you that story and more coming up. WCHL News Time is 6:11.
Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill is celebrating the kickoff to summer with the sizzling summer event. We realize value is of paramount importance. That's why you'll always find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what Buddy had to say about his performance experience.
I only came in for service on our very well-liked Outback. I waited and killed time by looking at the new cars close at hand. A very informed salesman came by, answered all my questions. When he found out the low mileage on my existing car, he made me an offer I felt I could not refuse. When I returned with my wife, he found a color she liked with an even better offer than before.
Now that's a wow! During our sizzling summer event, you can lease a 2014 Subaru Impreza 2.0i for $149 per month. That's another wow!
Stock number D4620ELB01. 42-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $35.99 due at signing and $0 security deposit. Includes applicable NC taxes, registration, and $549 dealer admin fee. Based on MSRP of $25.32 and selling price of $18,999. With approved credit, take delivery before 6/30/2014.
Visit us at PerformanceSubaru.com, where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser's sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Gaines Steer here at The Last Unicorn, unique architectural antiques and other pretties. Our last tango in unicorn land, that's unicorn lingo for retirement, is open and willing each and every day in June, right now. Featuring a 50% discount on a vast and unusual inventory we are ready to be taken advantage of. Gray pastures for me, bargains for you. Come plunder and tango with a whimsical unicorn. Old and new friends are invited. Find us at thelastunicorn.com. Till then, Gaines.
WCHL News Time is 6:13. You might think it flamed out a few years ago, but make no mistake, Occupy Chapel Hill is still active. Supporters of the movement held a general assembly Thursday evening at 6:30 p.m. in front of the old post office on Franklin Street, and regular events are ongoing in Chapel Hill. Jeff Gilson, a longtime supporter of Occupy Chapel Hill, describes himself as a worker and advocate at Weaver Street Market, as well as being an aspiring pop star. He's also a blogger who posts regularly on orangepolitics.org. Gilson says the movement has changed quite a bit over the last 3 years, becoming more fragmented as it became clear that it's impossible to get the 99% to agree on very much.
Occupy Chapel Hill did peter out. Across the country, Occupy had its moment of fury and encampments and people wanting to bring about immediate change, and that kind of petered out much as the winter of 2011 took over. Here in Chapel Hill, we sort of moved into Occupy Chapel Hill 2.0. And that has continued in two forms. There's a group called Occupy Health and Wellness, who hold regular meetings, and a group called Solidarity Economy, who wanted to map all of the sustainable economic entities in the area.
Gilson says one thing that all the different groups associated in some way with Occupy Chapel Hill can agree on is that impersonal corporate capitalism has failed us, that's a quote, and that more community-based economic and social agendas are more desirable. He suggests that instead of trying to exist as a solidified movement, Occupy Chapel Hill should become more of a clearinghouse for sharing ideas and support.
The idea I put forward is, why don't we do our own thing in our own group, where other people aren't trying to take over the agenda, and then meet on an irregular basis and use Occupy Chapel Hill as a clearinghouse for information, communication, and if we find common cause in something, then pursue that.
Occupy Chapel Hill activities continue on Friday, today, with a regular vigil for peace and justice with the Society of Friends on the corner of Elliott Road and East Franklin Street, beginning at 4:30 this afternoon. To view a full calendar of Occupy Chapel Hill events, you can visit our OccupyChapelHill.org. You can also get this story on our website, of course, at chapelboro.com. Duke Energy plans to charge residential customers more in order to establish new renewable energy sources, such as solar panels, across North Carolina. Spokesperson for Duke Energy, Lisa Parrish, explains the changes and how much more customers may be paying.
Right now, the average residential customer for Duke Energy Carolina is using about 1,000 kilowatt hours of electricity, pays about 4 cents a month to comply with the new renewable energy portfolio standards. The new rider asked them to pay 39 cents, so that's an increase of 35 cents. Duke Energy Progress customers using 1,000 kilowatt hours, they're currently paying 20 cents, and that changes to 83 cents.
She says that these new charges must be made in order to comply with new North Carolina law that dictate energy costs and where they must be placed for customers.
Think about it like this. You divide the pie, the renewable energy pie, into three pieces. The size of those pieces are dictated by the North Carolina energy law. So more than half the pie, about 59%, is paid for by residential customers, 36% is paid for by commercial customers, and about 5% is paid for by industrial customers. Each of these slices is in proportion to the cost caps set by the North Carolina energy law. The legislation tells us what we can charge these customer classes and tells us they must be in proportion to the cost.
Awaiting permission from the Utilities Commission, these new charges are set to go into effect in December of this year. State officials are ordering Duke Energy to address piping systems and dams at six coal ash impoundments across the state. North Carolina Division of Energy, Mineral, and Land Resources yesterday issued four notices for leaks and other structural concerns. Problems were discovered at the utilities power plants in Chatham, Person, and Rockingham counties. Duke Energy was ordered to provide a schedule for repairing the piping systems within 30 days. The state also told Duke Energy to provide engineering assessments for piping systems at impoundment dams where inspectors noticed smaller leaks or concerns. The letters target the Chatham, Stokes, and Person facilities, as well as Wayne County. Division Director Tracy Davis says none of the leaks or other concerns poses an imminent threat to the structural integrity of the dams. WCHL News Time, 617. More news coming up at the bottom of the hour. Time now to check traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Well, traffic very light so far this morning. Not a lot of activity on the roadways so far this morning, but no fog, anything like that to deal with, and everything moving along very smoothly. Situation will certainly change a little bit later on when the highways get congested, all our regular streets get congested, although Friday morning is usually a lot lighter than some of the other mornings of the week. Rand Northam in the newsroom, he'll be reporting on traffic all morning long. If you spot something we're not reporting, then call us in the newsroom at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL and let us know, and you can become a WCHL Road Warrior. Grimble Jewelers has your special engagement ring waiting for you, or that custom piece of jewelry that you've been dreaming of for years. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier Frozen Silver's jeweler in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro weather looks like this. It is 70 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly cloudy, 20% chance of showers this morning, and scattered thunderstorms with a 40% chance of showers in the afternoon. Our high today, about 88 degrees. Tonight, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight, around 70. Chance of rain is 40%. Tomorrow, we're looking at cloudy skies with a 50-50 chance of rain and a high of about 85. On Saturday night, cloudy, still 50% chance of rain with the overnight low around 68. And then on Sunday, mostly cloudy, but a 20% chance of rain in the afternoon and the high of 85. So actually not a bad weekend. The weather will just continue on its current path, basically. WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz. Chapel Hill High School boys basketball team is introducing a new head coach in the form of Bill Walton. No, he's not the legendary player from UCLA and the NBA, but this Walton is a 28-year veteran of the game. WCHL's Matt Oakes had the chance to sit down with Coach Walton on Thursday and has more on the story.
I reached out to his folks and I said, "It's Coach Bill Walton." She was like, "Really? Coach Bill Walton?" I said, "Really?" She said, "Wow." She said, "I don't know about him going over there now." I was like, "What are you talking about, ma'am?" She's like, "I didn't realize Coach Bill Walton was there at Grimsley High School." I said, "Ma'am, I'm not the 7-footer. I've got a tan."
That was freshly minted Chapel Hill High head basketball coach Bill Walton. But all jokes aside, this Coach Walton is a Virginia boy who grew up in Roanoke and later attended James Madison University. It didn't take long for Walton to make his way down to North Carolina. He took a job as assistant coach at Greensboro Grimsley in 1989. In 1992, Walton says a firestorm broke out involving the head coach and a black student in a PE class. But Walton is proud of how the team responded from the incident.
He was accused of choking and assaulting a kid in his class, in his PE class. Robin happened to be white, Kid happened to be black, and you can only imagine, like in a city like this, in a city like Greensboro, all the complexities of that case. And anyway, it was a trying time for everybody. At any rate, we endured. I got the team together, got the community together, had a terrific season.
That was how Walton first assumed a head coaching position. He stayed at Grimsley until 2002, spent a few years at Southwest Guilford, and then wound up at Reidsville High, located in the hometown of his wife, where he went 145-72, including a 26-4 season and a run to the NCHSAA 2A East Region Finals in 2012. For health reasons, citing tension headaches, Coach Walton says he was advised to step aside by the Reidsville principal. He reluctantly obliged, but says he is not taking any medications for the headaches.
When you've been around as long as I have, you just stick with it. It's one of those things you don't, you know, tell your kids that. You start what you finish. You finish what you start, in other words. And I thought about it. I talked about it all with my family and stuff, and I said, okay. And I didn't want to be a distraction to the kids. So reluctantly, I stepped aside.
Coach Walton says the Chapel Hill job was at the top of his prospect list due to the attractive community and the plethora of basketball camps and facilities located in the region known nationwide for its high-level basketball. Former Chapel Hill High head coach Layson Perkins was surprisingly let go from his interim position. It was an unpopular decision by many players and assistant coaches. Coach Walton says he understands the situation, empathizes with Coach Perkins and his staff, but is ready to do his job.
Sure, it's frustrating. Do I understand? Yes. Have no idea what happened with the process. There was an opening, as we just described. I applied, interviewed. I was off the job, fellas.
In addition, Coach Walton says he's been reaching out to members of the previous staff to forge friendly relationships. When asked about the added pressures and expectations of the Chapel Hill job, Coach Walton says he relishes the opportunity ahead and thrives in those situations. In fact, he says he expects a breakout season next year.
Looking at the roster and the people coming back, I'm looking forward to a really good year. Perhaps maybe the best year they've had here in 5 or 6 years.
And for Tar Heel fans, there's another perk to having Coach Walton in town stalking the sidelines for the Tigers. He says he plays Carolina-style basketball.
We're a lot like Carolina. Everything we do is Carolina. We run Carolina fast break, number fast break. We try to diagonally kick the ball up just like you see them do. We do that very well. That's something we did very well at all the schools I've been at. We run that Carolina secondary break, both phases of it. And we still just call it Carolina. We're going to the floor and we're running Carolina.
Looks like Coach Walton has come to the right place. If he ever needs any advice on running the Carolina, UNC head coach Roy Williams will be just down the street. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
Haven't had the opportunity to meet Bill Walton yet, but sounds like a really interesting guy. Eastern Conference champion Miami Heat selected former University of North Carolina guard P.J. Hairston with a 26th pick in the first round of the 2014 NBA draft, and then the Heat then traded Hairston to a multiplayer deal to the Charlotte Hornets pending official NBA approval. Hairston scored 707 points in 71 games for the Tar Heels in 2011-12 and 2012-13. He played last season for the Texas Legends in the NBA Developmental League. As a sophomore, Hairston led the Tar Heels in scoring at 14.6 points per game and made 89 three-pointers, the second highest single-season figure in UNC history. Now, in two collegiate seasons, Hairston averaged 10 points, shot 34.9% in three-point range, and 80% at the free-throw line. The Greensboro native scored a career-high 29 points against Virginia in 2013 and 28 against Miami in the 2013 ACC Championship game, making a career-best 6 three-pointers in each of those games. In the NBA D-League, as they call it, he had 2 40-point games in the first week that he was there. Hairston's the 15th Tar Heel to play for head coach Roy Williams and then be selected in the first round of the NBA draft. Overall, he's the 46th first-round pick from UNC and the 107th Tar Heel taken in any round in NBA draft history. More on this story coming up in an hour, along with more sports on WCHO.
I'm Sam Litzinger, sitting in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Two more important Supreme Court rulings, one on the ongoing abortion debate and the other that affects a president's power to make appointments. More after this from Charlie.
Think about summer and how much more often you open your garage door. Then think about this. 1 in 15 garage doors may lack the latest safety features or may not be operating properly. That's a good reason, I think, to do LiftMaster's 3-step safety check. It'll also give you a chance to win garage makeovers for you and up to 10 neighbors. Learn more at LiftMaster.com/garage safety.
No purchase necessary. 50 U.S. and D.C. only. 18 plus. Final entry 9914. See rules for details. Void where prohibited.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Important Supreme Court decisions have come thick and fast, and here are two of them. First, the High Court has ruled unanimously that an effort in Massachusetts to set up a so-called buffer zone around abortion clinics is a violation of anti-abortion protesters' rights. Mark Rienzi is the attorney who represented one of the people who brought the case.
What Massachusetts tried to do was say, we can put you in jail if you have a conversation while you're on the sidewalk near an abortion clinic.
Vicky Supporter with the National Abortion Federation says the court is making a mistake.
The decision is incredibly disappointing and ignores the very real threats of violence and intimidation that abortion providers and their patients face every day.
In the other case, CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer says the court handed the Obama administration a defeat when it put new limits on a president's ability to make so-called recess appointments, appointments made when the Senate isn't in session.
The administration said he made the labor board appointments because Republicans would not let the board do its work. The justices rejected the White House stand that brief Senate sessions every few days during long holiday breaks were aimed at preventing him from filling vacancies.
Yulia Shapiro with the Cato Institute think tank says the decision means presidents will have to be more careful when making appointments.
When the Senate goes into pro forma sessions or short sessions or whatever kind of sessions it wants, the president cannot make recess appointments in between those. In other words, the Senate is the master of its own session.
Analysts say the ideological splits in the Supreme Court are again in evidence with these decisions, but sometimes the justices do manage to find common ground. Even if the decisions don't make everyone happy, the High Court rarely does. The Osgood File, Sam Litzinger on the CBS Radio Network.
This is Radio Gordon playing the sounds of electric garbage. I'm your host, DJ Gordon. Let's take a call.
Hey, I just got the new HTC phone from Sprint and it sounds fantastic, but is it good for garbage?
You must have the new HTC One M8 Harman Kardon Edition with Clarify. It restores the quality of your MP3s so your music sounds the way it was intended. This next track sounds the way I feel. Not that! Yes, that's better.
From America's newest network that now has better call quality comes better sound quality. Get the new HTC One M8 Harman Kardon Edition with Clarify exclusively from Sprint. And for a limited time, when you sign up for a Sprint Family plan, you get 6 free months of music on Spotify Premium. Happy connecting from Sprint.
Offer ends 7/10/14. Comparison to prior Sprint network. Spotify monthly charge at the end of 6 months based on the number of family members with Spotify Premium. $7.99 for 5 or fewer users. $4.99 for 6 or more users. After 24 months, pay $9.99 a month. Cancel Spotify anytime by calling 888-211-4727. Restrictions apply. Visit Sprint.com for details.
Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carrboro since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the three most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's 72% off a $140 summer air conditioning checkup available today for only $39. Summer is really here, and your AC has been running for months. Cool it off and check it out with today's Our Local Deal. Carolina Air Conditioning has been in the HVAC business since 1947. Their certified specialist will provide you with a 5-star, 26-point heating and cooling checkup. It's 72% off from Carolina Air Conditioning Company, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
All day and all night, this is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
6:30 at WCHL, and it is 69 degrees right now. Mostly cloudy, 20% chance of showers this morning, then scattered thunderstorms possible in the afternoon, 40% chance of showers later on in the day. Our high today about 88 degrees, just a few degrees cooler than yesterday. Tonight we're looking at mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms, 40% chance of rain still, overnight low around 70, and then tomorrow cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain and the high of about 85. On Sunday, also, we'll be in the middle 80s with a slight chance of rain. That's the kind of weekend we have.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24-7 at chapelhill.com. There's an app for that.
And a $500 million to help moderate Syrian rebels continue their fight. That's what the White House wants Congress to approve.
$500 million will have a significant impact on small arms and supplies, but it might not be enough when it comes to toppling the Assad government.
CBS News military consultant Mike Lyons is a retired Army major. If this financial request is approved,
the question is it on time? Will it be effective? Will it be enough in order to help topple the Assad government?
Mike Lyons says providing assistance to train and equip rebels complicates things in the region.
Given all that's going on in Iraq and Syria right now, and it's going to add more weapons to what is already a very chaotic battlefield.
Violence has a major effect on Syrian civilians. Valerie Amos heads the UN humanitarian program.
We are still unable to provide regular and sustained assistance to 4.7 million people in hard-to-reach areas.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
69 degrees, 632 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. While it may seem as though shootings in Chapel Hill this year have been more frequent, Chapel Hill Police Public Information Lieutenant Josh Miesemore says that these numbers are no worse than last year.
I don't know that there have been any great changes in how we're patrolling, but I would suspect that they're probably along those same lines, three or four in a half-year period.
However, Lieutenant Miesemore says that the severity of the shootings has been greater. Aside from the homicide that took place on Christopher Road back on May 30th, Lieutenant Miesemore recalls the other three shootings that have taken place this year.
There was one on West Rosemary Street in the 300 block, one on East Franklin Street in the 100 block, which was this past week, and then a robbery on Cotton Street where a gun was fired. I think only in one of the other ones this year that someone was actually hit, but in the other two, a gun was discharged either during an argument or in the one case during a robbery.
So far this calendar year, there have been four shootings in all. At this time last year, there were also four. Orange County Animal Services is reporting the 15th positive test for rabies in Orange County so far this year. WCHL Danny Hooley has the story.
The latest reported case of rabies in Orange County comes from Hillsborough, where a resident noticed that her two dogs were hovering over a certain spot in her backyard this past Monday. The subject of their interest turned out to be a bat. She brought the dogs inside the house and called animal services to have the bat removed. The bat was tested at North Carolina State Laboratory of Public Health and came up positive for rabies. Here's Orange County Animal Services Director Bob Morato.
It's the second rabies case we've had this year that does involve a bat. And bats are going to be more active in the summer months. And we know from our past experience, not only here in Orange County, but in North Carolina at large, that the number of potential rabies exposures involving bats climbs during the summer months.
11 of the other reported cases in Orange County involved raccoons, and the remaining two were a fox and a skunk, according to Morato. Reported cases of rabies have gone up since last year, when the total number was 12, the same as the year before. Fortunately, the two Hillsborough dogs that came in possible contact with the most recently reported rabid bat were up to date on their rabies vaccinations and only required booster shots within 5 days of the incident. Otherwise, the risk of rabies exposure would have made it legally mandatory for the dogs to either be destroyed or quarantined for 6 months.
For people, we want to be mindful that bats may be beneficial to our environment as insectivores and for other reasons, but they are rabies carriers, and if we have contact with a bat, we want to be absolutely positive to get medical care.
Morato adds that people who have come into contact with a bat may not even realize at first that they've been bitten because bat bites are so tiny. If you have any questions or suspected rabies cases to report, you can call Orange County Animal Services at 919-942-7387. A rabies vaccination clinic will take place from 9 a.m. until noon on Saturday at Piedmont Feed Center, located at 4805 NC Highway 54 West in Chapel Hill. The cost for vaccinations is $10, cash only. A link to the full clinic schedule is available in this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
You may think it flamed out a few years ago, but make no mistake, Occupy Chapel Hill is still active. Supporters in the movement held a general assembly Thursday evening at 6:30 p.m. in front of the old post office on Franklin Street downtown, and regular events are ongoing at Chapel Hill. Jeff Gilson, a longtime supporter of Occupy Chapel Hill, describes himself as a worker and advocate at Weaver Street Market, as well as being an aspiring pop star. He's also a blogger who posts regularly on orangepolitics.org. Gilson says the movement has changed quite a bit over the last 3 years, becoming more fragmented as it became clear that it's impossible to get the 99% to agree on very much.
Occupy Chapel Hill did peter out. Across the country, Occupy had its moments of fury and encampments and people wanting to bring about immediate change, and that kind of petered out much as the winter of 2011 took over. Here in Chapel Hill, we sort of moved into Occupy Chapel Hill 2.0. And that has continued in two forms. There's a group called Occupy Health and Wellness, who hold regular meetings, and a group called Solidarity Economy, who wanted to map all of the sustainable economic entities in the area.
Gilson says the one thing that all the different groups associated in some way with Occupy Chapel Hill can agree on is that, quoting here, impersonal corporate capitalism has failed us, unquote, and the more community-based economic and social agendas are more desirable. He suggests that instead of trying to exist as a solidified movement, Occupy Chapel Hill should become more of a clearinghouse for sharing ideas and support.
The idea I put forward is, why don't we do our own thing in our own group, where other people aren't trying to take over the agenda, and then meet on an irregular basis and use Occupy Chapel Hill as a clearinghouse for information, communication, and if we find common cause in something, then pursue that.
Occupy Chapel Hill activities continue today with a regular vigil for peace and justice with the Society of Friends on the corner of Elliott Road and East Franklin Street beginning at 4:30 in the afternoon. To view a full calendar of Occupy Chapel Hill events, you can visit occupychapelhill.org. North Carolina lawmakers have given preliminary approval to legislation that would prevent prisoners from using cell phones and make it easier for state crime laboratory workers to testify. The state house approved legislation yesterday that makes several changes to criminal justice laws, particularly by raising several penalties. The bill would increase the punishment for smuggling a cell phone to a prisoner and makes it a crime for a prisoner to possess one. Now, prisoners are only subject to administrative penalties. The changes are in response to the kidnapping of the father of an assistant Wake County prosecutor. Authorities say the crime was initiated by an imprisoned gang member. The measure also allows forensic analysts to testify remotely by video. Supporters say it will give lab workers more time to solve crimes. And in news around town this morning, you can head to the Arts Center in Carrboro on Saturday from 1 to 4 in the afternoon for the summertime and the Reading is Easy book fair. Author John Claude Bemis will host the event. Several other local authors will be on hand to read excerpts from their books. There will also be music, poetry, kids' activities, a chance to produce your own creative writing with the help of poet Pam Taylor, and 10% of book sales at the fair will go to benefit the Arts Center's programs. Earlier this month, the Owasso Board adopted its budget for the next fiscal year. And good news for Owasso customers, for the third year in a row, there will not be any increase in monthly rates. Orange Water and Sewer Authority estimates a typical single family will have a monthly bill of about $70 for 4,000 gallons of water and sewer service. For a summary of rates and more information about next year's budget, visit owasso.org. WCHL News Time, 6:39. Raleigh Mann is back with today's commentary on WCHL. He says, we need a stoplight at the corner of Stateside Drive and Martin Luther King Boulevard, and he will explain why. And that is coming up right after this.
Roll, roll, roll your cart gently to the street. Blue cart for recycling, that is really neat.
This is Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt.
And this is Mayor Lydia Lavelle.
And this is Mayor Tom Stevens. And we're reminding you to start using your blue recycling cart the week of June 30th. Keep using your bins until then, and you can recycle them in your cart.
Call Orange County Solid Waste 919-968-2788 or email recycling@orangecountync.gov.
Flavor and freshness go hand in hand. That's why Jersey Mike's fresh slices each and every sub to order. Never pre-sliced or pre-packaged. Jersey Mike's subs are made the authentic way, sliced right in front of you and piled high with fresh toppings. You'll taste the freshness and flavor. Be your healthiest you by choosing Jersey Mike's subs for lunch or dinner. Order online at jerseymikesubs.com or call us at 919-918-SUBS.
Durham Tech is now registering students for an accelerated one-semester certificate program in office administration at the Orange County campus. Learn the skills needed in a professional office setting in just 15 credit hours or apply the courses to the two-year office administration degree. Contact Joan Brown, Program Director, at 919-536-7238, extension 4203, for more information. Space is limited, so act now. Durham Tech,
this is Mark Vitale, CEO of All About Insurance. We're looking to add key people to our organization. Professionals in financial services and life insurance. Experience in those fields is necessary. We also have positions in outside sales to help build our commercial insurance enterprise. Experience there is a plus, but not required if you have a college degree. Compensation is very competitive. You will be well-trained and income possibilities are unlimited. Call Bill Astor, our president, at 919-616-3074, and Bill will put you in touch with me immediately.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
It is 70 degrees in Chapel Hill, 641.
And now WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. Last week, the Chapel Hill Planning Board unanimously approved the rezoning request of some folks who want to convert the house next door to us into a place where Muslims may gather for prayer. Betsy and I wanted to be at this meeting to support this project, which we see as an opportunity for our community to demonstrate its commitment to diversity and acceptance of all people, even those whose faith is different from ours, especially them. We rejoice that our new friends now may move forward toward realizing their dream. Their faith requires them to stop whatever they're doing for prayer five times every day. Think of it. This small group has worked long and hard to create this home in Chapel Hill, so they won't have to travel several miles to do that. But this commentary is about something else that came up in the discussions at this planning board meeting. Why is there no traffic light at Stateside Drive and Martin Luther King Boulevard? Predictably, many will point out that there are already too many traffic lights interrupting traffic flow on this busy road that's both a state highway and an important local street. Someone in the know once told me that the State Department of Transportation would consider putting a light at Stateside Drive if we who want one would agree to raise the speed limit on MLK from 35 to 45 miles per hour. Is he kidding? Anyone driving at 35 on that road is likely to get run over by everyone else, who are all driving much faster than that. This is the same DOT that promised us a 24-foot-wide median when MLK was widened to four lanes. That would have provided a safe haven at midpoint for drivers attempting to turn left on MLK, but that wide median never happened. Neither, I predict, will that traffic light, as badly as it is needed. Nearly 300 families living in the North Forest Hills area need to get onto this busy boulevard on a regular basis, and we who live near the corner will continue to hear that screech thump of those who dare to take their lives in their hands trying to turn left and join the speeding traffic. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heel Trivia is brought to you by the Omni Homestead Resort.
Carolina football put on a record-setting performance this past season in dominating Old Dominion 80-20 in Chapel Hill. Multiple school records fell that day, including total yards in a game. The Tar Heels racked up a school record 721 total yards that day, which is also the 11th highest total in ACC history. Today's Tar Heel trivia question: what was the old Tar Heel record for yards in a game before Carolina piled up 721 against the Monarchs? The answer to that bit of Tar Heel trivia comes up in just a moment. Add adventure to your summer at the Omni Homestead Resort, where you can explore 2,000 scenic acres at one of the nation's premier resorts located in the mountains of Virginia, and receive special savings by booking using the promo code TARHEELS. The Homestead features activities for all ages, including golf, an expansive water park, luxury accommodations at the historic hotel, and more. Book your adventure package at homestead.com and enter promo code TARHEELS to enjoy 40% off your room rate with the adventure package. Visit the Homestead today.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
Carolina football put on an offensive display never seen before by Tar Heel fans in late November with an 80-20 victory over Old Dominion in Keenan Stadium. The 721 yards in the game were a school record, but what was the old record before that enormous output? Carolina finished with 714 total yards in a 59-42 win over Maryland in 1993, a record which stood for 20 years. It should be noted that with the game well in hand, the Tar Heels only gained 50 yards in the fourth quarter against the Monarchs this past year.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
646 at WCHL Tar Heel Trivia. Thank you very much, Jones Angel. Been good to hear those trivia questions this week, all about Carolina football. 646, traffic and weather together. On the way next, we have celebrity birthdays in just a few minutes, and also Freddie Cogger with today's trivia quiz, and our hometown hero of the day, all straight ahead.
Chapel Hill and Durham are changing. It seems like every week there are more high-rise luxury condo buildings under construction. Now is the time to build your real estate portfolio. After we identify the perfect investment property, we take care of everything. Finding tenants, coordinating maintenance, and depositing your rental income at your bank. The local real estate market is changing, and at Louise Beck Properties, we can help you navigate the future. Visit louisebeckproperties.com for more information.
Limited time to pack up and move out? At the UPS Store, we have everything you need to help make your move quicker and easier. For a limited time, we're offering 25 to 50% off moving supplies, including four different size moving boxes, dish pack boxes with divider inserts, wardrobe boxes with hangers, packing peanuts, bubble wrap, and packing tape. To learn more about how we can help you with all of your packing and shipping needs, stop by the UPS Stores on Fordham Boulevard, in Meadowmont, and in Chapel Hill North.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. One in five Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. To prevent skin cancer, we urge you to protect yourself from the sun by seeking shade, covering up, and wearing sunscreen. When caught early, skin cancer is highly treatable, so early detection and regular screening is critical. If you're concerned by a non-healing spot or a changing mole, make an appointment at Central Dermatology Center, 919-401-1994, or visit us online at centralderm.net. We accept most major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE.
It's time now for traffic and weather together, and more importantly, time now for Rand Northam. And Rand, how's it going this morning?
Oh, going very well.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I'll tell you, a little spoiler alert here, on the birthdays that you're going to announce here in just a little bit, there is one on that list, he's a Beach Boy, that I have met before.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
No kidding.
You'll have to see. Don't tell anybody now.
I haven't even
You'll
looked at the
stay
list
tuned.
Yet. Oh, okay.
Yep. He was at my, he was not at my brother's wedding, but he was in the restaurant at the hotel at which my brother's wedding reception was.
Just happened to be there at the same place.
Yeah, that's right. Cool. Got his autograph on one of the wedding napkins.
Yeah. Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, well, I look forward to telling everybody who that is.
Exactly.
And we have the rest of our celebrity birthdays coming up in just a few minutes here.
It's also my favorite band, by the way.
Oh, it really? Yeah. What? Hey, they're amazing.
They are.
I mean, Freddie and I talk about them a lot.
Yep.
You know, because they have made some really remarkable music over the years, and it ain't all about surfing and fast cars.
That's right, yeah.
You know, I mean,
that's
so
true.
Much more.
Yep. Exactly.
So, you know, I think in retrospect, they were much greater than I thought they were at the time.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So, no, they're They are remarkable. You said it right.
Well, what is happening with our traffic situation?
Well, traffic right now, seeing the usual delays, but nothing major. 15501 northbound and southbound between NC 54 and Garrett Road through the I-40 interchange, also through the interchange of Estes Drive on 15501 northbound and southbound. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. But if you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. All you have to do is give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely. And Ron, in the next half hour, make sure you have some good vibrations.
Thank you. I'm going to see if I can get around. Help me, Rhonda.
Well played.
Hey, how would you describe that shirt? It's a little subtle stripe.
I would say gray with a blue pinstripe.
And perfectly picks up the color in your tie.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Just kind of an electric blue tie this
morning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So congratulations on pulling off another great ensemble.
I've got blue pants on as well.
Really?
Imagine that.
I haven't noticed that. I can't see that underneath the desk.
They're darker. So.
At any rate, thank you so much for always setting the pace.
You betcha.
I'll try and keep up, but I doubt it.
I'm lapping you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. And it is 69 degrees right now, pretty much like usual, maybe a couple of degrees cooler this morning than it was yesterday. Mostly cloudy, 20% chance of showers this morning, and then a 40% chance of rain later on in the day, maybe a thunder shower. Our high today about 88 degrees. Now tonight, mostly cloudy with still a 40% chance of rain and the low down around 70. And then tomorrow on Saturday, cloudy with a 50-50 chance of showers and or thunderstorms, and the high tomorrow in the middle 80s. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace is where they serve the best-tasting fountain drinks in town with their famous Chewy Ice, guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents. At Cruisers, good to go. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. And Rand was talking about this guy just a moment ago, Bruce Johnston, a member of the Beach Boys. Not the entire time that they've been together, but certainly for the most part of it. Bruce Johnston, 72 years old today. Also,
we're only doing it because we love you. I'm running for president, and I appreciate your vote.
Ross Perot is 84 years old today. Former Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt is 76. Fashion designer Vera Wang is 65. Actress Julia Duffy is 63. Used to be on that Bob Newhart show. Let's see. Country singer Lori Morgan, 55 years old today. The writer, producer, director J.J. Abrams is 48. Olympic gold and bronze medal figure skater Viktor Petrenko, 45 years old today. Television personality Joe Frost is 44. Actor Christian Kane, 40. Actor Tobey Maguire, once played Spider-Man, is 39 years old today. Reality television star Khloe Kardashian, and I even hesitate to say that. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about them. Forget it. Actor Drake Bell is 28 years old today. Actor Ed Westwick is 27. And actress Madeline Sweetin is 23 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. One of them, H.F. Watts Jr., is 50 years old today. And I hope it's a great birthday for you, buddy. Put some music in it. Also, somebody you heard on the news just a few minutes ago and will continue to hear today, Jeff Gilson, has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Jeff! In addition to that, Joel Dunn, who's been a Boy Scout leader for about 150 years, Joel Dunn is celebrating a birthday today. Hope everybody makes it a good one for him. And our birthday winner of the day is Liz Paradise. Liz, I hope this is the most wonderful birthday you ever experienced. And we're going to get a prize in the mail to you. A $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores. Fordham Boulevard and Menomont, where they love taking care of their customers. Liz Paradise, our birthday winner of the day from WCHL.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for trivia. Please welcome to the show, once again, a regular. He comes back all the time.
Yes, every day. Even when they lock the door or...
It's a daily.
Or throw me a curve.
It has a lifetime contract.
Well, it's kind of like
Freddie Connor.
What a B.F. Skinner's experience in psychology, you know.
Yeah.
Find the cheese.
Uh-huh.
Which door is open this morning?
And this is kind of a maze, isn't it?
Well, it is.
Sometimes.
There's a maze down at University Mall. the University Maze. There it is. Have you been watching all the unbelievable Dillard's? Used to be Dillard's?
Yeah, it's going to be a bunch of movie theaters now.
Holy smoke, it's been like gutted. They're just making unbelievable renovations.
A lot of changes over there.
Yeah.
Rose's is gone.
Be interesting to see how it does. I mean, I hope it does well.
A lot of people upset about Rose's being gone.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know.
Hope it does well, but I mean, would you throw a ton of money into a movie theater with Netflix and everything?
Yeah.
You know, the ability to stream movies?
It's tough these days.
Yeah.
Especially if the tickets are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And the also concessions. The concessions.
So I wonder what Hook will be shown to us as potential customers.
It's supposed to be like a luxury theater.
Maybe adult libations.
Screens. I think there is, yeah.
Oh, well, okay. So it's going to be like an experience. Okay. Yeah. All right. That'd be cool.
It'd be good. It's going, Freddie, come on, Freddie.
Well, I tell you what. You get Bev and we'll all go one night.
All right. That sounds good. Tell Karen.
All right. I will.
All right.
Board games.
You got another question about board games?
Well, I mean, we'll do two in a row because
maybe some here.
Heading to the beach maybe on Saturday.
Yeah, or maybe later today.
Sunday. Exactamundo.
Yeah.
So, and this was an easy one, folks. I mean, we're all about love here. So give us a call at 919-929-WCHL.
Which is 9245.
And get in on the love here. So you ready?
Yes.
All right. What classic board game features Professor Peter Plum, Miss Vivian Scarlett, and here's the one that gives it away. Colonel Michael Mustard.
Mean Mr. Mustard. That's not the same thing.
No. What classic board game features, among others, Professor Peter Plum, Miss Vivian Scarlett, and Colonel Michael Mustard?
Yeah, I know the answer to that right away.
Yeah, give us a call.
A lot of people know the answer to that right away.
Yep.
All right. So if you know the answer, then your brain is working correctly today.
Good.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Richard Tofte is an extraordinary volunteer, and he does his volunteer work through the RSVP program at the Seymour Senior Center in Chapel Hill.
It's like family here. The staff, the people at work here, we all have specific goals in working as a team, no matter what it is.
Richard Tofte is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
I work at special events for Central Orange, and at the Seymour Center, I work for front desk, primetime players, special events, special projects, program advisory committee, and Toys for Tots program.
Like so many other wonderful people, Richard Tofte retired to North Carolina, and we're glad he did.
Everybody told me that the weather down here was beautiful, and I live in Person County. A friend of mine asked me if I would go down to the writers group when they were in the old Elliott Road, and I went down there, and I fell in love with what they were doing, the people that worked, volunteered. Then when they built this building here in the Seymour Center, I said, no, this is for me. This is family.
Everybody who ever goes to the Senior Center loves Richard Tofte. One of the reasons is he makes them laugh.
I've always grown up with, maybe you can relate to this, burlesque comedy. And I try to make people laugh and make jokes out of things that nobody else would do. I get in trouble sometimes for that, but I like to make people laugh, entertain people, and I'll be courteous to them.
Robin Balin overheard our conversation at the Senior Center and just had to jump in and sing Richard's praise.
I just want to say that he's remarkable. He's volunteered over 1,000 hours just this year alone. He steps up to the plate for anything, like anything that we ever need help with. Richard is there for us. He looks for the loners at the center, anyone who really doesn't know what they should be doing or what they want to do. And Richard takes care of them. He gets them involved with everything. He's like our ambassador. I'm the facility manager, and I've been working with Richard, and he's just wonderful.
Richard Tofte is practically a walking billboard for the RSVP program and the Seymour Senior Center.
We want to bring as many people as we can because there's a lot of people that just, when they get old, they just isolate themselves. We want to reach a lot of people in a lot of areas and see if we can get them here and keep them here.
It's a wonderful facility.
Yes, it is.
Richard Tofte, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. through, but we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
659 at WCHL.
All right, are you talking about Clute?
Colonel Mustard with a horseshoe in the conservatory.
Another one of these board game questions from Mr. Kiger.
Yes, the game was created by Anthony E. Pratt, an English solicitor's clerk, in 1944, and was designed as a long playing game while he and his fellow countrymen waited out World War II bomb raids.
Wow.
Yeah, down in shelters, what have you.
So kind of a dark background behind this
game. Yeah, I mean, but you understand his intent.
Yeah.
But guess who owns it now?
Hasbro?
Hasbro.
They own just about everything having to do with board games. Hey, congratulations, Elaine Rosenbacher. Elaine knew that the game was Clue. And thank you, Freddie, for the question. We'll see you again tomorrow morning. It is going to be actually mostly cloudy today. Slight chance rain. High today about 88 degrees. It's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
He's eager to arm the Syrian rebels, but now he believes it's possible to tell the moderates from the ISIS fighters and other extremists. So he's asking Congress to spend $500 million on weapons and training. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland.
This war now has got to be looked at in a broader context. It's not a war in Syria and a war in Iraq. It's actually a war in the whole region.
CBS News military analyst Mike Lyon sees a danger that weapons for friendly rebels will wind up in the wrong hands.
Adding more weapons to the battlefield could actually make the situation worse.
Human Rights Watch estimates that the ISIS-Sunni insurgents in Iraq executed 160 prisoners in a massacre in Tikrit earlier this month. Iraq's leading Shiite cleric is calling on political leaders there to pick a new prime minister before parliament meets next week. A spokesman for Prime Minister Maliki indicates he's not going anywhere.
In a time of crisis, for a prime minister,